What can I say? I like the way you're put together. What do you say we go out on a date? Have some chicken, maybe some sex. You know, see what happens.
You have a massive erection.
Ladies, ladies, ladies!
Uneducated humor.
We're into his heels!
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey! Who the fuck are you? Huh? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and who's now?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
What's up, everybody? It's your fucking daddy.
I'm Big Arnold.
I'm Small Chinch.
You know what? I was going back and I was listening to all our past episodes. And they always start off just saying, "What's up, everybody?"
I purposely do that.
Why?
I don't know.
Nah. That's what I'm like, what episode was the certain intro? Then I'll go back to, "What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody?" But it's been a fucking week since we recorded. I missed you, bro.
I've been okay about it.
What the fuck? You didn't miss me?
Nah.
I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks or a week or two.
That's true, huh? I haven't seen you in a while. It's all right, bro.
Now that I see you?
I sort of have a boner.
So what's new? What's been shaking since then?
Not much. Got a haircut.
That's a pretty sweet dude.
I don't know.
Like, that looks like an Arnold haircut. I'm not going to lie.
It looks like... No, it doesn't.
It's like a big faggot haircut.
Ever make fun of me like that again.
That's a big insult. I'll never say that.
Don't fucking ever make fun of me like that. No, I was trying to do the whole... I was trying to grow my hair out, but... I let it grow out a little too long, and I didn't know what to do with it. Mm. I liked it, though, so I'm probably going to be doing that, letting it grow.
All the bitches are going to be all up on your balls with that haircut. They're like, oh my God, is that the Arnold haircut?
I got compliments on my hair, but it looks nice, but none like...
Was it a girl?
I never did
Was she a great big fat person?
Why does that matter?
Because I was going to say, if it's a skinny girl...
She's lying.
No, I got compliments on my hair. It's just that I didn't do anything with it. Like, I didn't put any product or anything.
What you did, bro?
But I'll tell you this, though. When I got my hair cut, it did feel kind of weird, though. Because I'm like, fuck, it's really short. But that's how I always used to wear it. But I just wasn't used to it.
Looks good, dude.
It's all right. It doesn't look good.
No. What's new with me is...
Oh, real quick, I went to the Method Man concert nights ago. Pretty dope.
So, you were at a concert, and I was over here getting harassed at a fucking massage parlor.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
So, I genuinely have back problems.
Okay.
Because I have a huge fucking dick. It's because I have a huge dick, bro, and it fucking hurts, like, my back to drag this big fucking puppy around, dude.
Oh, my God.
You know what, Chinch?
Asshole.
So
you've been fucking complaining about your back for years already.
It's because I have a big fat dick, bro. It's not my fault.
Okay.
God bless me with this huge hog.
Yeah. Okay.
You wanna look at it?
Yeah. Sure. That's okay. Why.
So I was like, I need to go to a massage parlor, and I went to this one place before, and it seemed shady as fuck. It's next to a fucking 7-Eleven, and it's like
a burger joint.
Huh? Yeah. Uh-huh. It looks really, you walk in there, like, I walked in behind this one dude, and the guy that's walking in front of me looks like a straight fucking creepy bastard. So I'm like,
the guy behind him looks like a fat fucking pervert.
You're going to touch my dick. So as soon as you walk in, it looks like a legitimate place. Like, it's not like...
So you've been there before?
This is my second time going.
Okay.
No. Yeah, this is my second time going. So it's a legitimate place. The lady that serves me before was an older Asian lady. So I was like, cool, you know, like...
Was she hot?
No. It was an older Asian lady.
Fucking could be hot older Asian lady.
Hell no.
There's none.
None that I could think of. All this right. Was like somebody's fucking great grandma and shit. So
Ooh, did she have any teeth?
Huh?
Did she have any teeth?
She popped them out.
Alright.
So happy ending. So once I saw the older lady there for the second time that I was there, I was like, cool, like it's still a legitimate place, because the first time she serves me, it was straight up massage. Mm-hmm. So the second time I go in there, I got this older lady probably in her late 40s. Really unattractive, not cute at all. So I was like, okay, cool. So I lay down on my back and everything, and there's a misunderstanding. She goes, take off your clothes. So I was like, do I take off everything? I sent her butt ass naked. Like, the last time I came in, I just had to take off my underwear. So she was like, no.
Last time you went in, you took off your underwear?
No, I left on my underwear. I was really confused. I was like, do I take off my underwear? He's like, yeah,
so the second time around.
Yeah. So the guy tells me, or the guy that walked me to the room, he was like, take off everything. And I was like, everything? He was like, I'm all, even my underwear? And I think he didn't understand me. He's like, yeah, yeah, take off everything. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I'm still leaving my underwear. Nobody's going to see my dick. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. So I lay down on my back and everything. And usually they're supposed to put a towel over you. Mm-hmm. To cover, you know, just to cover your stuff. You just have to, you know.
Yeah, but you have your boxers on.
Yeah, but they still put a towel over you.
Okay.
Because I'm like, what if I have a big skin mark in the back of my underwear? I don't want nobody to see that.
You don't have a sound drop for that?
No.
You being a fucking cochino? All right.
No.
All right.
So I thought that was off. That's the first clue that I thought something was off. I was like, maybe she's new. So she's like doing these massage things. It starts off as a normal massage. And I'm on my back, so she starts rubbing my inner thighs. I'm like, oh. And I was like, please don't get a boner. Please don't get a boner. Because I don't want to send off the wrong message. So she does this thing where she kind of touches my balls. I don't know if it's on accident.
That's not an accident.
Yeah. So, and she does this thing where she's like kind of brushing over. I was like, that's not even a fucking massage. She was just doing like spirit fingers on my fucking body.
Like in your inner thighs?
And... yeah. She's like, do-do-do-do-do.
Okay.
So the whole time I'm like, please don't pop a boner. Please don't pop a boner. But the second time she had brushed up against my dick, I got a little chub.
Okay.
And so I kind of lifted my leg to kind of hide it. And then like she was like, oh, are you ticklish? I was like, no, I'm sorry. So I put my leg down. And the same thing, she brushes up on it on accident. And this time, it got kind of hard again. Uh-huh. So she goes, ah! Like, she does like the little geisha laugh. Yeah, and then she slaps my dick. And I'm like, what the fuck? So she slaps my dick. She was just like, bad, very bad. And I was like, well, you're fucking touching my balls, you know? Uh-huh. And then, so she does this thing of like, she starts to like pull on my shorts. She's all, yes, yes. I was like, no. Like, there was a big misunderstanding. Uh-huh. She tried to give me a happy ending. I did not want a happy ending. I thought it was funny because she did the geisha laugh and slapped my dick.
So you said no?
Yeah.
She was offering.
Yeah. You know what the fucked up part
you
about
said
this?
No.
Yeah. You know what the
you
fucked up?
You don't even know she was trying to give you a hand job, trying to give you a blow job, or trying to get you
I'm not sticking my dick in anything in Pico.
You... All right. Now. Not... Okay. So you just said no.
Yeah. I was like, no. I did that one thing where a guy hits on a girl and a girl gets all awkward. She's like, no.
And what did she say? Did she get all... So, did she okay, get embarrassed right away?
No, she was like, okay, all done. And then...
she's probably happy you said no.
She was like, tip? And I was like, fuck you, tip. I was like, you didn't even touch my tip.
She fucking grabbed... She smacked your dick.
Yeah. And then she was like, bad. And I was like, why is it bad? I was like, offended.
You got,
I was like,
you
fuck
got fucking, you. The first thing you said is she was ugly.
Yeah.
And then you got a hard on.
Come on. If I were to sit here and give you a massage with spirit fingers and then accidentally touch your dick.
I promise you, Arnold, I would not get a hard on if you were to fucking me. No, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I don't know if you made her day or not.
Maybe
she's like, awesome, this guy does not want me to fucking get all dirty.
Yeah, that was really weird. When I walked in there, I went in there for a legitimate reason because, like I said, my penis is so big. Yep. When I unzip my pants, that's my dick hitting the floor.
The person in front of you falls?
My dick hits the floor.
Yeah.
That's my
so
dick.
The person in front of you sees your fucking.
They faint because they're like, oh my God, that's a big dick. I
don't know. Everybody that's listening to this, call bullshit.
Yeah.
And give them shit on fucking Twitter, Instagram, however you get a hold of.
Bullcrap.
It is. Full of shit, dude.
Yeah. So other than fucking getting harassed at a massage parlor. I was at a police station doing work, what I do there. And I was having a fucking rough day that day. I don't know what the fuck was going on. So I caught this random like police officer coming out. And I was like, hey, how's your day going? He was like, fucking great. And I was like, awesome. I was like, man, I wish I had your attitude right now. He's like, listen here, Pedro. I could totally tell it's because of your friends, right? And I was like, I was kind of offended that he called me fucking Pedro.
Wait.
He was an old... like 40-year-old white guy fucking balding.
Fuck that. So he said it's because of your friends?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like he thinks that you like I can tell that you probably hang out with a bad crowd, right? Am I right? I was like that's like really offensive that he called me Pedro and assumed that I had shitty friends.
Whatever. Okay, that's not I don't really think that's that important.
Really?
I'm sure he was trying to be a little funny.
Yeah,
you do look Mexican.
What?
That's his fucking job, bro. And was it far reach?
Yes, it wasn't even the reason.
The people you hang out with. Your mom's the number one Raider fan of all time.
Yeah.
All right?
I don't hang out with her.
That's where you came from, bro.
On holidays.
You came from fucking far reach.
The gutter
of
Montebello.
Was he wrong? Was he wrong?
The gutter of Montebello.
Was he off?
He was way off.
All right.
My name's Arnold, not Pedro.
Okay. No, your name's one of the most Mexican names of all time. Your real name.
Arnulfo.
There you go.
Fucking terrible.
So name. I still don't think the cop was wrong. Continue.
But you don't think it's wrong for him to be like, hey, listen here, Pedro.
The first thing he said, fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
A person that's not joking around, not being stupid, would not say that. So he's fucking around.
Right. But he was having a great fucking day.
Yeah, you can tell. Great fucking day. A normal person doesn't say that. And then a normal person would not say, oh man, I wish I was having your day. Gawk, 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 suck his dick.
You were sucking the cop's dick
right now.
You know what I did say?
Let me smell your dick.
All right. You're fucking washing the cop's balls.
Do you recognize that voice?
Let me smell your dick.
Yeah.
That's you.
All right. So you're washing this cop's balls. Mm-hmm. How's your day? Fucking great. Man, I wish I had your attitude, aka, man, I wish I had your dick in my butt. And then he said, oh, I know because of the friends you have. And then what happened?
Nothing. I just zoned out after he had told me that. I was like, man, fuck you.
And you get butthurt right away.
Yeah.
Fucking guy. Carry on the conversation with the guy.
My friend is trying to.
You fucking start the conversation and now you're like, man, you called me Mexican and I have.
No, he was just like, it's all about having a positive attitude. I was like, bitch, I know that. But I didn't say that. He's a cop. Don't be stupid.
So you know everything.
Yeah.
And you still ask questions.
Yeah. I didn't ask questions.
I still think he was.
I said, I wish I had your attitude. And his first remark was, fucking Pedro, you freaking dirty beaner.
Fucking deals with people that look like you and me all the time, bro.
So other than that, being called fucking Pedro by a random white cop.
I thought you got like pulled over and like harassed or something.
No. I just thought that was odd. Who the fuck says that though?
A guy that carries a gun?
Yeah, no shit, huh?
Fucking A.
I'll call you whatever the fuck I want.
A guy that has a license to kill?
I can put a billy club.
Be racist as much as he wants. What the fuck are you gonna do? Put a bullet in your head and say it's your fault.
He had crack on him.
He had crack.
You tried to suck my dick. You didn't see that? So.
And then he kept saying, let me smell your dick.
Let me smell your dick.
Well, hello, Mr. Officer.
Let me smell your dick.
I don't want to shot you if you said that.
I was listening to the past episode and I was like, that's so going to be a fucking sound drop from now on. So other than that, yeah, that's about it. And I finally figured out who American Hate Machine was.
Who is it?
This guy named Jeff, right? Out there on Twitter.
Don't put him on blast like that, bro. No, Jeff might be a nice guy. He's a
fucking
guy.
Big. I don't care if he's a good guy. He fucking listened to all our shows. He said to say thank you for putting the shows out and to be more.
So thank you for exposing Arnold for what he really is.
Big piece of shit.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And Chen Topper, if you write him an email,
let me smell your dick.
Wait, what was that? If I read your email?
Yeah, if he writes you an email. Saying something nice.
I'm going to smell his dick?
Yeah, you're going to.
Let me smell your dick.
I'm going to ask him to smell his dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said he wants you to write him. You want to write him? Never mind. I got nothing.
Ooh, bad boy. Bad boy. Bad. Fucking dumbass.
So, yeah. So, I wanted to give a shout out to Jeff and also to P-Rock at the Red Show. He's the reason why our shit sounds a lot better. He sent us a tutorial on how to fix our mic problems and all that shit. So, thank you to him. Go check out his show.
Is it P Rock?
P Rock at the Red Show and More Like Radio.
Dope. P Rock. That's a cool name.
And so thank you to those guys.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's about it. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and do the newsflash real fast.
Newsflash, you stupid cocks.
This week in the newsflash, I have.
Newsflash, you stupid cocks.
It's the newsflash. So, I have this story about the bus sex queefer.
Bus sex queefer?
Queefer.
Okay.
High school student was having sex in the back of a school bus.
Okay.
18 years old. She was a girl. Her name's anonymous.
She
was having sex with a guy.
Okay.
So, she's having sex in the back, and I guess during her boning thing, She queefed.
Okay.
So this other little kid that was on a bus was laughing at her queef. And so, like, I guess he was just making fun of her and shit. Like, oh, like, fucking queef her, blah, blah, blah. So she, I guess in retaliation, goes up to the guy and fucking elbows him in the balls. So,
Is she naked?
Huh? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's just probably wearing a skirt.
Okay.
So, fucking 18 years old having sex on the school bus? Have you ever done or seen anything like that?
First of all, you said one of the guys on the bus was making fun of her?
Yeah.
I'm sure he was just amazed that he was looking at somebody fuck in front of him instead of a fucking school bus.
And how loud was that fucking queef, though?
Maybe not that loud. Maybe he was, like, the next seat over. Okay. First of all, that's not a queef.
That's not a queef?
If that's how the girls you're dating queef, then... There's shit coming out of the vagina.
I don't know why the fart makes you laugh so much.
That's not a queef, though, bro.
No? Oh, you know what?
Sounds like a shitty queef.
It was a shitty queef. There actually was sound from the school bus.
No, I didn't do it. It wasn't my butt. No, it wasn't me. No. Oh, ow, ow, ow. That one hurt. That wasn't me. Yeah. I didn't do it.
You're fucking ridiculous, dude. Look at yourself.
I fucking laugh.
Look at yourself.
Anderson Cooper's laughing. Fuck you.
That's funny.
So, yeah. So, she was dubbed the bus sex queefer.
And she elbowed the guy?
Yeah.
She elbowed herself.
She fucking elbowed the guy in the balls, and the guy got all butt hurt and fucking pressed charges. So, I guess she was...
She probably got in more trouble. She probably got in trouble for having sex in front of in the public, having sex in front of minors.
You know what? It was in some fucking random ass place.
Oh, so it's okay to have fucking kids watch people having sex?
Yeah, it was like in a backward ass place, dude. So
it wasn't the bus. It was a tractor trailer.
Probably.
Fuck, stupid.
That'll fucking change up the story a little bit. Woman molests male friend. Janice McCarl, 53, in Colorado, is booked on sexual assault. So... She was at a barbecue with one of her friends, and one of her guy friends was knocked out. He woke up to her, I guess, like grabbing his ass and sticking a finger in his ass. What do you do when you wake up to something like that? And this bitch is fucking hideous too.
Dude, that's a big factor.
Mm.
It's whether or not you.
Well, it's a 53-year-old lady.
But the thing doesn't. If you're willing to let a girl put her ass in your and put her finger in your ass while you're sober, if you wake up drunk, it's no problem. But if you're not willing to let her do it when you're not drunk, then you'll have an issue when you wake up when you're drunk.
I'll throw the picture out there so people can see.
Wait, did you get molested?
Huh?
Were you molested this last week or whenever you went?
I felt molested when she slapped my dick that way.
But you could have sued her for molestation.
What is she gonna give me? Fucking
her. Maybe a hand job.
She was like,
"I'm sorry, let me suck your dick."
Well, that's why I'm suing you in the first place.
Man, the first thing that happens, I'm guessing, I'm passed out on the couch. I'm fucking naked. I wake up and I'm like, "Oh man, what the fuck?" Like, I've had those where you wake up from a blackout.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, "Whoa, how the fuck did I get here?" The first thing you're gonna say, like, "Why am I in this house in this couch? Like, what the fuck's going on?"
What's the first thing
you check for? And then you start feeling the rest of your body, like. You start analyzing, you're like, oh, man, I'm fucked up. And then you start, you're like, man, why am I cold? And you're like, what the fuck? Why am I naked? And then you start freaking out because you don't remember even being in that position from the last time. Your brain starts working like, what the fuck was I doing 5 minutes ago? Yeah. I don't know. And then you're like, I remember drinking with these bitches. Oh, what the fuck? And then he's like, I'm naked.
I've woken up to like I think I told no I told
like written all over your face.
Yeah, I said gaff, and then I realized what it really said. I was looking at it in the mirror. I was like, "What the fuck? What the fuck is gaff?" And then I looked. I was like, "Ah, oh, bastard, you're a fag on my forehead."
The good thing is, you caught it.
Yeah,
I've heard it from your friends where they
went to work.
Somebody woke
dicks
up
all over their face,
passed out drunk. Woke up late, ran to work, rushed to work, didn't even bother to fucking. Brush his teeth because you see yourself in the mirror or whatever. Yeah. And took off and he shows up to work and his face is like all written on.
The worst I've ever gotten to the point where I woke up really like where I blacked out and I woke up butt ass naked was here about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for Mark's birthday. So I drank fucking tequila and I don't drink fucking tequila.
Uh-huh.
And Mark and all of them are straight fucking Mexicans, drinking tequila, listening to Vicente and all that shit. So I was just like, oh, it's my friend's birthday. We're going to get fucked up. So I drank way too many. And the next thing you know, in the morning, I woke up butt-ass naked in my bed. And the first thing to look for was like, where's my clothes? Because I want to know if I got naked in my room or if I got naked out there. Because I mean, if I got naked out there, that means everybody saw my dick. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at the edge of my bed and saw my clothes. I was like, oh, thank God. Nobody saw my dick.
So you got naked and fell asleep?
Yeah. I thought all these clothes, take them off, and then jump in bed, whole butt ass naked.
Okay.
That's it.
No, well, that's... I thought it would be like, oh, they wrote on me or no. something.
I just remember waking up horrified, wondering where the fuck I got naked at. My balls itch. Uh-huh. Speaking of balls, we have a story about the ball slapper. Mm-hmm. This lady, Savannah Bam Bam Rios, is charged
with... The boxer?
Huh?
The boxer?
She's just a fucking dirty-looking Puerto Rican chick.
Okay. Savannah Bam Bam Rios, okay.
She's charged with kidnapping, robbery, and sexual assault. So she, a guy accused her of stealing some personal property of hers. So she's like, you know what? Come back to this back house and I'll give you all your shit. Mm-hmm. So he goes in the back house with her. First thing she does, pulls a fucking knife on him.
Okay, wait. This guy accuses her of stealing stuff?
Yeah.
And tells her, hey, come back here?
No, she goes, yo, okay, you know what? I did. Come to the back house and I'll give you all your shit. So he goes, okay. So he goes back there with her, closes the door behind him. First thing she does is pulls a fucking knife out of him, tells him, do you want to fucking die?
And he's like, no.
He was like, no. Mm-hmm. So first thing she orders him to do is fucking, what do you think it is?
I take his clothes off.
Drop your fucking pants. Drop your underwear.
Do you want to die? No, I'll take your clothes off. And then?
Yeah, so she fucking grabs a belt. And like, you know, like how, you know, when you're going to fucking whip somebody, you wrap it around your hand and you make that sound. Yeah. Starts whipping him in the balls.
Wait, what?
She starts whipping him in the balls.
Okay.
I mean, you're butt naked.
Okay.
She has a knife. You just let her fucking slap you in the balls, right?
Sure. Well,
Do you try to fight that off, or do you let her?
Just I don't know, dude. I have to size her up. Is she a big bitch?
No, she's a little.
Am I a tall guy? Am I a big guy?
Yeah, you're you.
I'll probably fuck her up.
Yeah.
First, I would play along with her, like.
After how many ball slaps?
No, it's not even about ball slaps. Is I would wait for my window when she, let's say she has a knife in her hand and it's pointed at me.
Right.
All
right.
I won't do that. So let's say she bends over to grab my wallet or something when she turns around and then I'm fucking swinging for the fences. I'm either trying to kick the shit out of her really hard just so I keep my upper body away from her. Uh-huh. But like, I'm sure if I kick a girl as hard as I possibly can. I'll give myself like a split second to like try to fucking.
What if it was a big fucking muscle head that told you that?
Same thing, dude. I don't care how fucking big, how buff, how fast, how skinny, how ripped you are. If I have a fucking window that I think I could get through,
and let me smell your dick.
Is that what you
said? And it's a big window. If it's a big window, I could get through. I think I'm getting myself out of that position, bro.
No,
I'm getting myself out of that position.
I think I just let there. I just sit there and get my balls whipped.
Like, if it's in a sexual way, I guess.
No, she's all coked out, probably.
Yeah, but if it's hurting you and endangering your life, and it's pain, you can't just take the abuse.
Yeah.
You have to, unless you know she is going to kill you.
She's a little Puerto Rican chick, dude. I don't know. I wouldn't put it past her.
You got to size her up, bro. If she's Rosie Perez, I'm letting her hit me as many times as she wants.
Why? She looks like a fucking troll, dude.
Rosie Perez? You're fucking crazy.
She looks like a fucking troll.
Look, she's not pretty. Uh-huh. She's hot as shit, though.
Yeah, her fucking she's not voice,
pretty.
Man. Her voice,
she's
man.
Not pretty. I don't give a fuck. She's not pretty. She's hot, though. She sounds like she's like a fucking mean bitch, and you just want to fuck the shit out of her until she fucking shuts up.
Yeah, during sex, dude, I don't think I've...
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
Probably. Like, there you go. Banging.
Rosie Perez? Hell yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, and you wouldn't if you saw this chick, this small girl fucking whipping your dick, your balls with the belt really hard and it hurts. You wouldn't try to fucking punch her in the head, even if she had.
I'll see how many ball slaps I can take, and then I'd probably kick her ass.
This isn't fucking the
competition. I probably shouldn't say kick her ass. I'd probably disarm her by kicking her fucking ass.
Punch her in the head or kick her in the head or whatever. I'll do whatever I can.
Fucking slap her in the tit.
Kick her in the tit.
So, I have another story. bad sex leads to an attack. This girl, Michelle Thomas, 26, tries to stab her boyfriend after he, quotes, did not satisfy her.
Okay.
If that was the case...
A lot of dead guys.
Yeah.
A lot of dead guys. There'd be a whole lot of women on this planet.
I'd probably be dead myself. I'm a selfish lover, man.
Okay.
I hit it like a jackrabbit, boom, 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 and I'm out.
Yeah, the last show we talked about how good of a lover you are, and now you're talking about how bad of a lover
you are. You know what? I'm going to edit this out. You know what? I'm actually a really good... Stupid ass.
So what happened? So
she didn't tried to stab him with a
blast. What do you think it is? You think it was that he usually does fuck her really good, and she wanted her nut? Or you think she was just tired of him fucking her bad and not ever getting a nut? Or you think she just had a bad day?
I think she probably had a bad day.
She's like, that's it. That's the last straw. You didn't even fuck me right. And then she went off and stabbed
him. Tried to stab him with a pair of scissors. Whew. I had my sister try to stab me with a pen before.
You probably deserved it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want me to tell you what happened?
Oh, what happened?
So when I came to live with my family, like I didn't really know my sisters until I was like 13. So when I came to live with my family, I had three sisters that I hardly ever spent time with. Mm-hmm. Coming from a house which is my dad's house that didn't have any alcoholics, mm-hmm. I came to my mom's house which was full of alcoholics. Mm-hmm. So every fucking night they would drink and pound beer, and I would have to sleep in the living room, and they would fucking party listening to Natural High and all those oldies, mm-hmm. and shit. And they would always step on my fingers and shit when I'm trying to sleep. So I used to get fucking mad. So my way of getting revenge was my sister and her boyfriend drinking in the living room that night. So my idea of getting revenge was pouring out the beer, uh-huh. filling it up with water and salt, mm-hmm. and then covering up the lid, like, mm-hmm. fucking with a lot of salt. Mm-hmm. Suck it in the fridge. So I went outside to go hang out, and I think that time I was smoking cigarettes and shit. Mm-hmm. So outside smoking a cigarette, and my sister went to go grab a beer. She chugs it. She automatically thinks I fucking peed in her beer. So she grabs a fucking pin and chases after me, trying to stab me. She was like really fucking trying to stab me.
She's trying to... It's good she got a pen. And she's trying to hurt you just enough so you would remember.
Yeah.
That's good, smart.
This same sister hit another sister in the head with a hammer. So that bitch is crazy.
Yeah. No, on my pad, the worst me and my sister ever did to each other, we would throw stuff at each other. Well, yeah. It was mostly her. My sister, when we were kids, I'm talking about like 10, I mean from like 9 to like 13, my sister would fucking throw stuff at me, dude. Like,
I've been punched out by my mom and my two sisters.
That's awesome. She would throw like remote controls and hairspray cans. That's the worst that ever got in my house.
Try getting fucking punched by your pregnant sister. I said something along the lines of, mom's a bitch. She's like, what? Grab me by my fucking shirt.
Fucking deserve it. You called your mom a bitch in front of your sister?
Yeah.
If my sister said that about my mom in front of me, oh, man, I'll fucking punch her in the arm. Not in the head. I hurt her.
Yeah, and I got punched.
So your sister has your mom's back. Good.
And, well, she was just...
We ain't no want no pussy brother in this house. Boom. She fucked you up.
I think she just wanted to fuck me up and was looking for an excuse. I was like, mom's my fucking bitch. She was like, what'd she say? Boom, she uppercutted me.
You deserve that.
And I was like, what the fuck? And then next thing you know, like,
sisters, dude.
Yeah, dude, my sisters fight like fucking dudes. They've been in more fights than me. Put it to you that way.
That's dope.
So I got punched out by my sister Veronica once. Well, twice, actually. One time she pissed me off and I socked a hole in her radio. And she came in, saw the hole in the radio and saw my bloody hand. Fucking decked me. And then, like, she did the fucking spear into a fucking closet door. Started whipping my fucking ass. And she's a girl. I can't hit her back.
First of all, she's a girl. I can't. First of all, you hit her back, she would have whooped your ass even more.
Yeah,
bro.
She probably would have beat. I had to play dead. And then my mom, I used to like ditch school, but I would stay home. Mm-hmm. So I was really lazy.
So you wouldn't go to school?
Yeah, I would just stay at home. Mm-hmm. So what I would do is like I would sleep all day. And then when I knew my mom was going to come home, I'd throw on my school clothes. But she was just like, how the fuck am I at home like at 1 or 2 o'clock and this idiot doesn't get home until like 3:30? Mm-hmm. And I'm popping out of my room at 2:30. She was like, you didn't go to school today. I was like, yeah, I did. And like, I guess she got a phone call. So she did the same thing, grabbed me and fucking punched me right in the face. They were no fucking joke.
Your mama sounds like a messed up bitch.
She is. Very abusive.
You sound like a dumb little kid that caught beatings all the time.
Yeah. But my sisters, dude, and my mom.
I don't know, bro. That sounds kind of rough, but it sounds kind of dope at the same time.
That's why I call my sister Fernando. She don't fuck around, bro. Fernando cracks your knuckles every now and then. She was like, am I going to have to fuck a bitch up or what?
I'm like, you know what? She'd be like, you know what? This steak fucking sucks, bro. This steak fucking sucks. You want to catch a beating next time? You better fucking get your steak game up because you'll be your ass beat.
And the funny thing is now, like, she's like a cool, goofy sister. And I was like, remember when you fucking socked me in the face? She was like, do you want to get socked in the face again?
You want to get socked again, bro? Stop fucking reminding people.
So, yeah, I've been fucked up by pretty much everybody in my family.
Good.
But yeah, my oldest sister, fucking crazy, tried to hit her youngest sister in the head with a hammer.
Let's not get into that.
Over some dumb shit too.
Oh, all right, so you want to get into
that. No, I don't know why or what, but it was over something really dumb. Happened? All right. She was like, you know what, I'm gonna hit this bitch in the head with a hammer.
And she hit her?
Yeah.
Not full speed though.
No, she just did the thunk.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's dangerous, but funny.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
That's why if you ever meet my youngest
sister, now I fucking,
she's a little off.
Now I don't want to fuck. Now I'll still be the same with your sisters, but I know if I do something stupid around, they'll catch a beating.
Yeah. That's all. Fuck you up, dude.
I would never say anything wrong towards them, but...
You know what this is? That's your body hitting the floor after a left hook.
That's me hitting the floor? Yeah. I feel like I lost some weight.
I would just sound like... Nah, so... Nah. Yeah, so those two fucking girls need Jesus. And speaking of needing Jesus, there was a Reverend Thomas Donovan.
Reverend?
He had to call 911. Do you want to take a wild guess why? He's at church, has to call 911.
He has to call 911?
Yes.
Because he's fucking killing this fucking mass.
Somebody call 911. Just murdered this fucking mass.
Murdered my congregation.
No. He actually was stuck in handcuffs behind his back.
Okay.
So, actually, I actually do have the audio clip from that. So, hang on 1 second.
911.
Hi there. I'm stuck in a pair of handcuffs. I'm going to need help getting out before this becomes a medical emergency.
What's the problem?
I am stuck in a pair of handcuffs.
You're stuck in a pair of handcuffs?
Yes, playing with them. So I need some help getting out.
Okay. What's the address where you're at?
2119 North 20th.
Your name? Is this a business you're at?
It is actually, yes.
Okay, what's the business?
St. Aloysius.
Okay. Where at in the building are you?
I'm in the front room. Come to the front door.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to get help over there for you, okay?
Okay, I'll be here.
Are you an employee there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you the only one there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'll be here.
All right, we'll get somebody over there, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
So.
I was just playing, that's what he said.
Yeah.
I was just playing.
So, the paramedics roll up to where he's at, and from him just playing, they roll up, and he's stuck in a fucking bondage headgear with a fucking bar in his mouth. So, you hear him talking like,
oh. That's why he sounds like that.
Yes. So, he was in an orange jumpsuit with a leather bondage mask. Handcuffed behind his back with a fucking metal bar in his mouth. If that's what fucking church is like, I'm going to church from now on.
You're fucking stupid. You're going to go to a gay church then.
I'm going to go to a fucking gay church. So, another reverend.
No, wait. Is that, have you ever heard of stories like that? Of like...
Well, just in the news.
Like 911 being called for like some like gay shit?
There's this one x-ray that's out there, and I don't know if it's true or not, but this guy got a little Buzz Lightyear, a pair of tongs, and something else stuck in his ass from trying to get the Buzz Lightyear out.
Trying to get it out?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Ryan Dunn had a fucking...
Hot Wheels
stuck in his ass.
So, on the next episode, I'll try to find some bizarre shit that people had in their ass. But...
I heard of a guy calling 911 because he had a metal cock ring on that he couldn't take off.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. So... You get something stuck in your ass. Do you call 911 right away?
First of all, I would probably never get anything stuck in my ass.
You never stuck anything in your ass?
No, bro.
If I go around your room, I'm going to find something that I'm pretty sure you stuck in your ass. There's ass residue on there.
Nothing, dude. Nothing. Not even my hand. Not even my finger. I just wash it.
Liar. You never stuck a finger in your butt.
I just wash it, bro.
I put a pinky in my butt.
Now, if a random guy got something stuck in his ass and he got scared, what would he do?
What would you do? I don't want fucking random.
It depends on what it is.
Say you were getting like, experimental with your vibrating toothbrush.
I've heard like hospital stories of guys getting like glass stuck up
there. No, fuck that. I want yours. It's your situation. You're experimenting with your vibrating toothbrush.
First, I don't have a situation. So
your vibrating
toothbrush. So you give me a scenario.
I'm giving you a scenario.
Okay, what's the scenario?
You have, you know, a vibrating toothbrush. Ooh, uh-huh. I wonder how that would fill my ass and put
it
in your ass.
My ass sucks it in?
And you get stuck in there.
Oh, damn.
So do you try to get it out?
If it's painful and really uncomfortable, I would probably...
It's vibrating, so it's going to feel good for a while. You're
focused. If it's painful and I really can't go in there and get it out, it's been sucked in there, I would probably go to the emergency room. Now, if I can't sit down or drive and drive myself to emergency room, I would probably ask somebody to take me. But if it's...
Do you tell them why?
Knowing myself, I think I would probably, even as embarrassing as it is, I think I would tell somebody like, "I really need your help." I was fucking.
Who do you tell? You tell Ramon.
Well, it depends who's there. It depends where I'm at and who's there. You get me?
Do you tell Ramon?
It doesn't matter if it's my mom, my stepdad, my sister, or let's say if it's one of my friends. Like, if it's somebody I trust, and I'm honest, I'm gonna be like. It depends how bad it is. Uh-huh. Like, if it's something with a lot of pain and I can't drive myself, I gotta spill the beans. Right? If it doesn't hurt that bad and I can drive, I'll drive myself. But then I've heard of like, the ER stories of guys, like, breaking light bulbs up there. First of all, who the fuck would put a light bulb up there? Whatever. Mm-hmm. But for that, you
actually... What the fuck's the point of putting a light bulb in there?
I don't know. The sensation, the being scared, I don't know.
I've heard of a girl getting anal beads stuck in her, and she went into toxic
shock.
They
have to come out. That's the thing. If it goes up there, it has to come out, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Eventually, you would either shit it out, or you could push it out, or can't you? Because the muscles right there in your colon are meant to push stuff out, aren't they?
I don't know. But do you push dick out when you get boned in the A?
Does my ass push out a dick when I get boned in the A? Did you just ask me that?
Yeah.
What do you do when that happens?
I take no such thing in the ass.
No.
I stick to my vibrating toothbrush.
But some guy's finger, for sure.
My own finger.
Uh-huh.
It was itching. I was like, how is my finger halfway in there? It was like the biggest finger.
Knowing you, you probably put your pinky up there and it sucked up your whole arm.
Oh.
No, dude, it depends, dude. It depends on how much help or need you are. This fucking guy was probably, like, hopeless. He's like, I can't get anybody here. I can't call anybody. I can't call somebody I know to help me because I'm too embarrassed.
How the fuck did he
I'd rather call a stranger. He probably thought it was a safer bet to call 911 strangers to come help him instead of calling his congregation or somebody in the church.
Yeah.
So he's like, this is the... Yeah. You know what? I won't get caught. Little did he know, they'll be on the fucking news.
Yeah, the recording and shit. Me, if that ever happened to me, I'd probably just leave whatever's in my ass and go into toxic shock and then wait until they find me after I'm dead and be like, this guy had a fucking vibrating toothbrush in his ass. You're
gonna die because you had fucking toothbrush in your ass?
Yes. So speaking of...
You'd rather die?
Yes.
You'd rather fucking die?
Yes.
You're dumb, bro.
I would try to shit it out, and if I can't shit it out, my butthole kegels can't push it out, then I'm screwed. So speaking of finding things...
In your ass?
No, not in my ass. But things after you...
What's the funniest thing you ever found in your ass?
Corn.
You're fucking stupid. Peanuts? I'm surprised you answered that.
Well, corn, peanuts. I wiped my ass, and I looked at it, I'm like, what the fuck did I eat peanuts?
Oh, man, don't look at it, dude.
You don't look at it.
Huh?
You don't look at
I'm
your shit.
I'm not saying I haven't looked at it, but I don't, like, pull it out and look at it. I usually look at it when it's before I flush.
When it stinks really bad, I'm like, what is that?
No, you know when I do look at it? When I think it's a lot. I'll be like, damn, I just fucking...
You just get up, I'm like, shit.
Damn, I just shit out a fucking pound of something.
Like a rattlesnake.
And then I look and it's like this little turd. I'll be like, really?
Little like turd.
And then sometimes I'll be like, I'll take a regular dump and be like, nah, that's a lot.
Hey, way to kill my fucking segue, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
Speaking of finding shit after you're dead. There's a 51-year-old dead pastor. He dies from autoerotic asphyxiation. They go into his house and they find all his weird fucking kinks. Mm-hmm. He's into rubber shit. Okay. Dressing up like in fucking like rubber outfits mm-hmm. and all that.
Like wetsuits and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is, again, if this is fucking what church is like, I'm kind of interested in going.
No, you were going to church for sexual reasons before.
No, it wasn't. Okay. I found then, Jesus. Then, I'll fucking dare
and
you.
And then?
So they found all his weird fetishes and shit. Mm-hmm. So if you die, what is something that you are terrified that your family would find?
Okay, here, hold on. Let me tell you. You're fucking stupid.
Why?
Why would I bring it up now if I'm going to be terrified when somebody finds out when I'm dead? You're fucking dumb.
Okay, hypothetically, change.
No, I was listening to Kevin and Bean. It's mm-hmm. a radio show here in L.A. And they had this same question a while back. Mm-hmm. And the one story that sticks out was a girl who, for some reason, she fell off of a building. She didn't jump off. Something happened where she fell off, right? Uh-huh. And she said that while she was in mid-flight, you know, when people say, like, what flashes through your mind when you commit suicide or you know you're going to die or whatever, right? Mm. And people always say, oh, my life flashed before my eyes, like, everything. I've heard of people that have committed suicide jumping off of buildings. Mm-hmm. The first thing they think of once they're in fall, uh-huh. free fall, they think about, oh, fuck, I fucked up. I shouldn't have done this. You get me?
Yeah.
All right. This chick, she fell through a window or something. Uh-huh. And while she was in flight, and that's like a quarter of a second or fucking one-tenth of a second, mm-hmm. she knew she was going to die. And you know what she thought before she hit, like, I think she hit bushes or something where she didn't die. Mm-hmm. But you know what she thought of? Mm-hmm. The porn history on her computer.
Yeah.
She's like, I thought about all the porn searches I had been doing right before I hit, like, whatever she hit, like the ground or bushes or whatever.
That's honestly my biggest fear.
What?
That.
Going through your porn history?
Yeah. That and finding my skid mark underwear or some shit like that. I don't know.
No, I wouldn't be worried about that. Like, if you go through my... First of all, I shouldn't have any porn history because mm-hmm. I'm incognito all day, every day.
How are you incognito? Where can we find your porn stash?
You go incognito,
like, oh, on your phone. Oh, so you... Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Me, myself, I'm not incognito, but when I stream or watch, it's all incognito.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody should have a porn stash anymore. I think I had...
it's all digital.
I had a porn stash growing up, uh-huh. and then once I figured out digital shit, I just threw everything away.
Did you really?
Yeah, there's no need.
You never fucking throw porn away,
there's
dude.
No need for it.
You hand it down to your buddies.
There's no need for it anymore.
Same I'm fucking... really curious to see what shit that you're into.
Wait... You know how curious you are to know what kind of shit I'm into?
Yeah.
I'm even more curious to know you what kind of weird shit I look at. You're into. Fuck you. I think I'm pretty, like, okay with the shit I look at. I want to know what you're looking at. Because you're the type of dude that's going to look at shit and get turned on and laugh really hard at the same time.
What's up with this funny boner that I have
right now? Fucking weirdo, dude. I don't know.
The weirdest thing I've ever seen was, it was titled The Shemale, The Lesbian, and The Midget. Mm-hmm. And the screenshot of it, it caught my attention because I was like, yeah, I don't know.
I've been juked or tricked into watching like a chick, like a lesbian thing, and I'm all like, oh, it's a chick with a dick.
Yeah, and she's like getting boned in the A, and then she opens her legs and her big old fucking Puerto Rican dick like, just falls out. Oh
man, that hot girl's a guy.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, back.
Stop lying. You know, you're like, all right, since I already have my dick in my hand, just spit on it.
All right. Are you talking about me or yourself right now?
You.
Fucking weirdo. All right, so what? Like, so what is the thing now? Since are you going to admit of something that you're embarrassed of people seeing before you die?
My skid mark underwear.
Do you wash your underwear at all, or do you hold your skid mark underwear in a corner?
I never wash it. Have it in a pile of shame, dude.
Huh?
If it's like, if it's...
You can't even... You're so ashamed of it that you can't even wash it?
If it's skidded up pretty bad, then I have to throw it away. I'm all, no OxyClean's going to get the stains out of these.
You're terrible, dude.
Everybody's had a shitty day. Fuck you.
I don't know. I can't think of anything that I'll be embarrassed of.
That and porn. That's it.
If I die, my porn's going with me because it's fucking not like... It's on my incognito on my computer or phone or whatever. Mm-hmm.
If you die before me, Chance, I'm going to break into... I'm going to be like, you know, Chance wanted me to have his laptop or whatever devices. And I'm going to fucking go through all your shit.
You can take
it. I know you took the dick pic here and there.
My new computer, I don't have anything on it. My old computers, those probably have a lot of shit on it.
Where's this computer at?
Huh?
Where's this computer
at? Oh, it's burnt, dude. It's fucking... Got rid of it.
Yeah?
I purposely smashed it before I threw it away.
That's how bad your porn was?
No, it's just I just didn't know because I didn't have like porno of my...
So let me run through my last story really fast. Melissa Lee Williams, 41, was staying at a hotel three doors down from her ex-husband. And
she was staying three doors down from her ex-husband?
At a hotel.
Okay.
So she tried to go up to him and be like, hey, like, munch my taco out. And he was like, no, fuck that. Mm-hmm. We're exes for a reason. So
well, she wanted to hook up after they split up.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at this girl, it's like straight up, like, trailer park trash. Mm-hmm. No offense to any trailer park trash listeners mm-hmm. that we have.
Okay.
So this guy passing by heard her, like, propositioning her pussy out. Mm-hmm. Right? Pussy. Mm-hmm. So this guy's like, hey, I'll fucking do it. So they go into her hotel room and she drops her fucking chonies and shit. And as soon as he puts his face down there, she had smelly pussy.
Okay.
So he was like, fuck that, I'm not going
to
go down there.
Maybe that's why her husband didn't want to eat her out.
Yeah, because he was like, we're exes for a reason. Mm-hmm. So she chooses to fucking attack the dude because she wouldn't eat her stank pussy.
Did he say, oh, that shit stank? And then she's all like, fuck you.
Yeah. So that's it. I just wanted to run through that one.
But she has to know that it smells, though.
You have to do the pre fucking.
No, fuck the touching yourself and smelling your hand. You have to know when you smell. Look, I know when I smell.
Hmm.
And I try to be like, I'm all like, oh, I kind of smell today. Yeah. It's usually the times I smell is like when I'm gonna go to the gym.
What does your dick smell like?
Like my dick? What the fuck was it? Is there a certain smell to it?
Yeah, everybody has a distinct smell. Mine smells like shrimp.
Let me smell your dick.
No chance.
The times I've gone to the gym, sometimes when I go, like, I'm like, usually because I'm going to take a shower and I'll be like, well, I'm going to the gym.
Yeah.
I don't have to take a shower. I'll take a shower when I get back. Hmm. Those are the times that I'm like, ooh, I'm funky right now.
Got the smegma going.
I'm funky. And I'm like, I would have taken a shower like right now, but I'm going to the gym, so I'm probably not gonna take a shower.
You ever see those old ass dudes taking showers in the gym?
First of all, I try not to stare.
I take a little gander here and there.
No, the only thing
let me see what you're working with.
The only thing that gets on my nerves is like when I was younger, when the older guys would come up to you and your friends that are like just talking, because our generation. We're not used to being naked around each other, right?
Yeah.
So it's not a normal thing. But the old generation, they're used to like just being naked around each other and being men.
Yeah.
So men do get naked in front of each other.
Slap each other's dicks.
Work out. Fuck, take a shower. Hey, that's your dick. Dope. That's my dick. But it's different, dude. Like, mm-hmm. So now we're uncomfortable if you see each other's dicks. So these fucking older guys would be like, oh, I hear you guys talking about fucking big titties, like if whatever we're talking about, like fucking girls, buying cars, fucking smoking too much weed, drinking too much, and joking around, trying to change into our clothes. And there's these old guys that used to be hippies or whatever, and they were young guys at one time trying to relate to the new guys now, but their balls and their dick is out the whole time they're talking to us. So it is a little uncomfortable, but
yeah.
Now, you know what? It's pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Now, if a guy's trying to spark a conversation, but he's changing the whole time, it's a little different. It's when they fucking turn around and face you, and you're changing, or you're like just chopping it up, and then this guy's like, what's up, guys? Like, yeah.
How's it hanging, bro?
I had a fucking Camaro, and a fucking blah, 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 blah. And
watch me flex, bro.
I'm like, really, dick?
So in other words, you're trying to say is don't be a stupid bitch and try to fucking talk to you all ass naked in the gym.
Don't be a stupid bitch.
We're going to do the gym edition. Right. I went to the gym this week and I was like, you inspired me for the don't be a stupid bitch.
All right, go.
There was a girl fucking working out, full fucking face makeup. I'm like, don't be the stupid bitch that goes to the gym wearing face makeup.
So don't be a stupid bitch and wear makeup to the gym.
Yes.
Mine is. Don't be a stupid bitch and wear a fucking sweater around your waist. Cover your ass.
Let daddy see that shit.
First of all, if you're wearing a sweater around your waist, you usually have a big ol' culo.
Yes.
Or you're
big ol' stinky,
or you have big
sweaty
ol' fucking culo. Sweaty. Don't be a stupid bitch and wear a sweater around your ass because I want to see it. Everybody else does.
Yeah. You're being a stupid bitch right now by hiding that.
What about you?
Don't be a stupid bitch and take selfies in the mirror flexing. Because it makes me jealous. Because I can't do that.
Don't be a stupid bitch and check in at the gym on Facebook and fucking let everybody know you're at the gym fucking working out.
Guilty.
I don't give a fuck if you go once a year, twice a year, once a week, every day. Mm. If you're checking in every time, I don't give a fuck if you have dedication or not. Nobody wants to fucking know you're at the gym.
How the fuck are people supposed to know that I'm all about
that
fitness,
I'm fucking
bro?
Better and bettering myself at the gym?
Don't be a stupid bitch and criticize people at the gym doing stupid bitch shit.
And it's not because I don't go to the gym. Mm-hmm. Really? What the fuck? It doesn't matter if you go a lot or you don't go at all. Mm. Don't fucking check in. Especially if you don't go at the gym fucking January 1st.
On the way to somewhere else.
Fucking stupid. Fucking checking at the gym. That shit gets annoying.
Yeah. I got nothing else because I rarely go to the gym.
You rarely go to the gym. Don't be a stupid bitch and fucking leave all the machines sweaty as fuck and not try to clean it out afterwards.
We gotta get Swole Patrol in here because you probably have a bunch of those.
Don't be a stupid bitch and fucking go 110% on the fucking elliptical or on the booty bumping thing.
Fuck you.
Fucking love that. Dude.
Burnt 500 calories fucking tightening up my glutes.
Don't be a stupid bitch and try to do rope work at a fucking regular gym.
Yeah.
This ain't no fucking MMA gym.
This ain't no fucking personal fitness
this
gym.
This ain't no fucking amateur boxing center.
Yeah.
Fucking relax. It's a gym.
Don't be a stupid bitch and not wear gray sweat workout pants.
Don't be a stupid bitch and try to do CrossFit shit. Walk on your hands and fucking... the stairs that everybody uses to go to the second floor. Don't fucking be worried jumping up and down all the stairs. Fucking making everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah. I think we should wrap it.
Don't be a stupid bitch and start fucking grunting on the fucking on the treadmill. You're running fucking Rocky 3, running as hard as you fucking can.
Yeah.
Fucking, you don't have to be Rambo on the fucking treadmill.
I heard this guy fucking lifting weights and he let out a feminine grunt. He was,
Don't be a stupid bitch and ask random people to spot you. A lot.
Can you spot me, bro?
If you need a spot, cool. But if you need a spot for every fucking set you need to do, don't be a stupid bitch. Don't be a stupid bitch and spit in the water fountain.
Oh, man.
I fucking hate that.
I do that. I'm not gonna lie.
Fucking spit in the trash can. Go into the restroom. 5 inches away from where the water's coming out, where I'm gonna drink it.
That is true.
And don't be a stupid bitch and drink water out of the water fountain. It's fucking dirty.
Yeah. So, let's wrap it up, dude.
Don't be a stupid bitch and don't wear headphones to the gym. You want to really listen to the gym, the music at the gym?
Don't be a stupid bitch and talk to me while I'm fucking doing the elliptical and I have my headphones in and you decide to spark a conversation.
Oh, that's
I'm listening
me.
To my fucking music. How about that?
I do that all the time.
So, before we head out, I wanted to give a shout out to The Orange Room. I fucking love their podcast. And check out the broadcast. Mm-hmm. The broadcasts are on right after us. If you're listening to us on Thursday night on All Radio X, they're on right after us. Mm-hmm. But do me a favor and go check out The Orange Room. I fucking love their show, dude. Mm-hmm. There are three fucking, I think there's three stoner dudes just getting stoned, chilling in their basement, getting high as fuck.
You get real baked out?
They get fucking stoned. They jump off some weird shit.
So do they start smoking and record? Or are they recording?
What I love about them is that they're not a fucking gimmick, dude. Like, they're not like, oh, we're the stoner cast. Like, they
get high every episode?
They're high. Like, I think they get high just in general, dude. And then they're smoked out.
It's a regular thing, like, every day.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we're kidding. They're not like that. They just get stoned and they fucking chit-chat. It's the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Okay.
So check out them and the fucking broadcast and shout out to my girlfriend.
You fine ass bitch.
Who's your girlfriend?
Not gonna say.
Who's your girlfriend?
I'm not gonna say.
Fucking say her name. Be a man. Sack up.
Sexy Silhouette. What's up? What's up, girl?
Sexy Silhouette.
What's up, girl?
You fine ass bitch.
Huh? None of your fucking business.
Body. You sound like a little bitch.
Shut your mouth.
You do sound like a little bitch right now.
No, I don't.
Does she have a podcast?
No.
Oh.
We're doing our own little thing. We're doing a side podcast. It's called The Bone Show.
The Bone Show?
Yeah. But yeah, so Thanks to everybody. Go check out this two show, my two personal favorite shows. Do you have any shows that you want to give a shout out to?
No.
Shout out to you, Asen. Fuck it.
No, I mean, don't listen to that much shit.
This kid, well, hopefully, I don't know where I'm going with that, but took it easy.
Are you gonna see? Are you gonna see the? Are you gonna meet those people in person? Your two favorite shows?
No. Who? Oh, the broadcast. Yeah.
You're gonna meet them.
Yeah, we're gonna meet the broadcast in April 26th, and you can fucking meet us. But really, go for the broadcast. Because you're going to see us, we're like, these guys?
Well, really? We're going for them. Yeah. But if you want to go for them and then have a little side of UH, that's cool. Yeah.
Little side of UH.
But I mean, have a little side. You buy me a drink. Ah! Tricked you. Open bar.
Open bar.
You buy me as many drinks as you want. It's not going to cost you a penny.
What is your drink of choice? My big man?
I don't know. I usually do rum and coke, energy drink and Jaeger. Beer.
Do me a favor. If you get a male fucking fan, please don't ask.
Let me smell your dick.
I'm gonna hold myself off from asking.
I'll restrain from not doing that.
Especially if somebody says like, "Hey, you're changed from UH." I'll be like, "Let me smell your dick, please, please."
Drop chow right now.
No, I really think though, if somebody comes up and is like, "Yo, I'm a fan of your show," I really think you'll suck their dick.
Why? Why me?
You'll be like, oh my god!
Well, Chen, suck his dick. Give him a t-shirt. I'll give him a sticker.
See, that's sucking his dick. Maybe not exactly, but it's like...
It's an indirect dick sucker.
Huh? Just gotta say thank you, man.
It's appreciate indirect dick suckery.
Oh, you listen to the show? You probably ask him to prove it. Prove it.
Let me see. Am I on your fucking playlist? What episode do you like? Who do you like more? Fuck Chen, right?
Yeah. That's you. See, that's you, bro. So fucking insecure. How many episodes have you listened to? What's your favorite one? Eventually,
what's your favorite joke of mine?
It turns into a fucking interview.
What's your favorite joke of mine? And the guys will
be like, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'll just try and be polite.
You're fucking weird. I don't You're like fucking weird.
I'm glad I don't listen to your podcast.
Oh, fuck you guys. Let's head out, dude. For you uneducated humor, I'm Arnold.
This is Chench.
Suck it easy.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind? That just happened.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Everyone can eat shit! Big bag of shit!
Wow! Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and fuck you, I'm out!